Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 6 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, helping podcasters stay consistent. And the goal is to make $100,000 within the next 90 days. And today is day 6. For day 5, we're going to recap day 5 and everything that went on yesterday. Because one thing that was so confusing, not necessarily confusing, but so overwhelming, was the fact that I was doing the same thing that I did the first time I did the 90-day challenge. And not knowing if I want different results, I have to do different things. I keep referring back to this. I keep emphasizing it because it's so important to understand that if I want to grow podcast business, I have to focus on growing a podcast business. And this lesson is so incredible because, yes, you can focus. Yes, you can eliminate distractions. Yes, you can say no to different opportunities. But as they are coming to you, how do you present yourself as you're only focusing on one thing? Yesterday, I had a big realization moment like, man, like you can do so many different things and you can be good at so many different things. On the contrary, as the things that you're doing is constantly pulling you away, constantly taking time from one particular thing, you have to put time into the next. Time is very, very limited because it's only 24 hours. There's only 24 hours in a day. And for me to actually take control of the time that I have to use the time wisely. I have to benefit from the time that I'm applying to what I'm doing because I can only grow from it. If I'm able to be focused on one particular thing. So I want to recap yesterday everything that I learned and the importance behind it. And why that was so great for me to learn. And so I'm not sure why that is not working. Instagram is supposed to be working, but it will work. And I'm going to do it on here. Hold on. Okay, there we go. I'm going to go live on this phone right here. And I'm going to go live. 90 day 6 of 90 day challenge. Challenge to grow a podcast business, update details. All right, and so I'm gonna put it where I can potentially see it. Okay, there we go. We live on Instagram, or we going live on the 90 day challenge. So I do want to go over everything that I learned yesterday and how it really gave me a different concept, different level of understanding, and different level of belief to understand that there's process behind everything that you're doing. But if I want to get to the next step of growing a podcast business, there's going to be some things I would have to say no to. There's going to be some things that not only I'm saying no to, but I have to understand that I want to grow one thing first, and then eventually I'll be able to grow the next thing. So I want to recap yesterday, and we're going to go over that right now. Let me, there we go. And then, there we go. What? All right, so real quick. So yesterday, let me see, make sure that we on. Make sure, yep, there we go. Let me do this right quick. Okay. There we go. So the lesson that I learned yesterday, so as I was live, I was in the middle of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, right? And yesterday's date was May 31st, 05/31/2025 recap. Day five recap. There we go. Okay. So as I was live, I was literally streaming and going live yesterday. Then it just hit me like, man, like there's a lot of things that I don't have in place, which is absolutely okay. However, if I'm trying to figure out what to do on live and I didn't necessarily have a plan on how to make and grow a podcast business, then I'm trying to figure out everything while I'm doing what I'm doing, which is absolutely okay. That's the whole purpose of this challenge. And so yesterday, as I was trying to run ads, run different creatives and so on and so forth, I recognized that I didn't have nothing to promote. I didn't have nothing to advertise. I didn't have nothing for customers to come and learn more about. And so it hit me because I'm at the point where it's overwhelming because I have to stop streaming, I have to stop going live, I have to stop trying to go to business to create different pictures and different ways where I can advertise even more, even better. And so yesterday, as I just sat down and just looked at everything, I'm like, man, I don't have what I need. I don't fully have it. And so it took me. I got off live around like I streamed yesterday for a whole hour. Normally my goal is to do it longer, but when I got off live, I was like, dang, I gotta sit down and just create the creatives. And what the creatives are, it's a picture with the image. I'm just gonna put microphone. Since we're talking about podcast, oh. You can't even know. I don't know what that is. So I'm gonna put a microphone right there. Stand. And so what this is, it is the microphone. And what does the microphone have to do with it? It has something to do with it. The picture, day five recap. Yeah. So what I had to create was ads or advertisements for the podcast webinar that I'm going to be hosting. And the challenge came from, since I'm only one person, only one at this moment, for now, I have to do everything. And so, just because I'm only one person at this moment, what can I use to make me more efficient, to make me more faster, and to really get my message out there to customers who are willing to pay, who have the problem, and who I can potentially help? Why is that important? Because as I realized yesterday, I didn't have no type of pictures. I didn't have no way to promote. I didn't have no way of the information that I needed to share for others to see and raise their hand and say, hey, I have this problem. If you don't have pictures, videos, or any way to promote, how do you get customers that's willing to pay? My biggest challenge was understanding that I was doing the wrong thing. Not necessarily the wrong thing, but I was doing a lot of busy work. And so what I recently spoke about a while ago is that I guess I have to start turning down opportunities and saying no to things that's going to pull my time away from what I'm trying to do now. And it's understanding that the time I do have, what am I doing with it? So yesterday, I literally sat down and created 20 different creators. I use ChatGPT because I'm not creative at all. ChatGPT and Canva to create the advertisements to be promoted across Facebook ads. The reason why I'm doing this is because I understand when you are promoting and advertising what you are doing, people are literally raising their hands saying, I have this problem. Whereas posting on social media is not a problem. It's not a problem because it helps you stay relevant. But you posting on social media oftentimes does not lead to the customers who say, I have this problem. I need your solution and I'm willing to pay now. And I learned this for my first 90-day challenge to make $100,000. Was because I posted for 90 days. I stopped around day 45 to day 55, give or take, and I still didn't have a lot of customers. On the contrary, me posting gave people updates. Me posting demonstrated that I was consistent. Me posting helped people be a part of the journey. I'm not saying that it didn't pay off. What I am saying is that it paid off in a way what I wasn't expecting. I learned more about the type of business I want to have. I learned more about the type of customers I want to have. And I learned more about how to promote and put myself out there to the right customers a lot faster. So my goal for the second 90-day challenge is to get customers that's willing to pay a lot faster with those systems that's in place and everything is almost everything is working how it's supposed to be working. How do you get to the level of everything working the way you need to? Well, there's a lot of setups and things that have to be properly set up. Nonetheless, it can be set up. You see the difference between when you have things in place versus when you don't have things in place, because I started to recognize when I didn't have nothing in place, I was overwhelmed, I was stressed out, I was worried, nothing was working in my favor, nothing was working in my way. And then when I start having a way, when I start putting things a certain type of way, having structure behind what I'm doing, the structure makes me comfortable. The structure makes me less overwhelmed. The structure helps me speak to the right customers. If I want to grow a podcast business in the next 90 days, I need to be speaking to the right customers for the next 90 days. Why is it important? Because customers are going to pay for your services. Customers are going to pay for your product. Customers are going to pay for what you have to offer. And it comes down to the point of, are you getting in front of the right customers? I recently learned that there's two types of audience. There's two types of customers. You have the one customer who will watch your content for free, who will watch your videos for free, who will watch your podcast for free. And you have to have so many of those in order for them to start actually paying for your services. So what that means is that, let's just say hypothetically speaking, you have this person right here that's watching a video. And then this right here is free. And right next to them, they have somebody who's watching your content, who's paid your content, and is still watching your content. The difference between the two is that free. You have to have a lot of free customers. You have to have a lot of people that's watching your content for free, that's watching your podcast for free, that's watching what you're doing for free, in order for you to convert, in order for you to have them pay for the services that you are offering. More money. Why is that important? That's important. Because if you have a lot of free people that's watching your content based off personal experience, when you have a lot of free people watching your content, what are they actually buying? What are they actually purchasing? What are they actually doing? Like, they're just watching your content just to watch it. They're just watching and listening to your podcast just to listen and watch your podcast. There's so many different things that I didn't fully understand when I was going through the first 90-day challenge to make $100,000 was that I had to have a product to sell, I had to have a service to offer, and I had to have a business. I had to have a business idea, I had to have a business that I wanted to pursue, and understand that it's a business. And the first 90-day challenge, I was focused on helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast. And what I learned over time, over the days, over the months, is that as you are reaching out to a different set of customers, their pain problems are completely different. Their languages of what they're saying, what they're going through in their mind, and everything is different. It won't be the same. It'll be different on so many different levels. Nonetheless, it will be different because there's so many problems that you have to focus on at once. And I was trying to focus on so many problems at once during my first 90-day challenge. I'm like, man, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? Because I couldn't get nothing right. I literally was like, man, am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something wrong? Why can't I make a business from this? Because I was literally going from idea to idea in my mind. I'm like, man, I want to help entrepreneurs launch a podcast. But the challenges with launching your podcast is really simple. So if you have a laptop, if you have a camera, if you have a microphone, you have a podcast. So, excuse me. It was challenging for me to understand, like, dang, they already have the podcast. They already have everything that they need to have. I just want to help them launch it. I want to help them build their confidence up. And what I didn't recognize was that when I start speaking to customers, when I start communicating with customers, their problems was different than what I was trying to solve. And trying to change and update what I was doing was so overwhelming, because how do you get to a point where you can change and update your business? Well, what business are you talking about? I didn't even have a business to begin with. I was trying to figure it out. And so when you have two set of customers, this is customer number one, customer number two. The first customer is the free customer. And customer number two is the one who's going to pay you some money. But the more free customers you have, the more you can potentially make. So this is what this challenge is for, is to really document what's going to go on behind the scenes. And that was a recap from day five of 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, making $100,000, helping podcasters be consistent. And that's the recap, and now we're about to get into the day. What we're about to do, my goal is to post five different videos within 30 minutes. And as I'm posting the different videos, I'm going to post from day one, day two, day three, day four, and day five. There's going to be one video from each day emphasizing the lessons that I've learned. And I just recently thought about the importance of content right then and there. Like, you can never have so much content that you just can't post content. On the contrary, you can never, never, ever, ever have too much videos, too many podcasts, and so on and so forth, because they can always be reused. And so that's what we're going to go over now. F-I-K. All right. Okay, so what we about to do now, we about to post a schedule. Did I record a video for day five?
Day five update of 90.
There we go, I did. There we go. I did. And now I got to record day six. Here we go. Day six of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, making $100,000, helping podcasters be more consistent. And my goal is to show the behind the scenes, the process of everything that we're doing to grow a podcast business. So the goal for today is to build upon day five, because day five I had to cut it short because I had to recognize that I had so many different things that I needed to do off of camera. And it was overwhelming because I literally had to turn off the camera to get the stuff done. And I was literally doing it at the entire day yesterday. And I was able to finish it, and I'm going to show it on day six. And it's so incredible to understand that you learn as you are going, but you, in order for you to go, you have to continue to show up. So this is day six introduction of what today is going to consist of. Let's see how long that one was. 43. There we go. Yeah. Ha. 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 Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do now is to make sure that we have the videos already saved. Where's it at? Oh, there we go. Day five. There we go. Alright, so now what about to do? About to set a timer. Set a timer for 30 minutes, and we're gonna post 30 minutes, 5 different videos from today. From yesterday and today. Okay, so what I'm doing now, I'm going to a video. Okay. 106. Let me see. Now I want to be messing up. Come on, man. God, dog.
Day five update of 90 Day Challenge.
There we go. There we go. 10.
Well, let me know in the comments. Do y'all want to see the video and the content like that? Or would y'all prefer to see just me calling and just the images, because it's boring just to see the behind the work? Well, let me know in the comments. Do y'all want to see the video and the content like that? Or would y'all want to see the video and the content like that?
There we go. Boxer, what's going on, man? What? How do you say your name? Adarsh. What's going on, man? I appreciate you for tapping in. So I got 30 minutes to post 5 different videos updating today. And from day 5, I'm sorry, all the way up to day 6, I'm going to be posting 5 different videos. So that's what we're doing right now. I'm looking at the videos. I'm about to edit. I'm about to label. I'm about to put a title on it. I'm going to post. I'm going to schedule. I'm going to show that as well. So let me know where you're from. Where you from? Boxer Adarsh. I think, hopefully I'm saying that right. Let me know where you tapping in from. Okay, so the post I posted now, I'm asking, like, what type of work would you like to see? Would you like to see behind the scenes of what's going on to grow a podcast business in the next 90 days? Would you only want just direct content? India, brother. Man, appreciate you for tapping in, bro. Appreciate you for joining in. That's incredible. Okay. But let me know what type of video, what type of content would you like to see? Would you like to see like what's going on behind the scenes, the images that I'm creating, the systems that I'm using, how I'm reaching out to different customers, how I'm communicating with others? Like, how would you like for me to what type of content would you like to see more of? Is the writing on a notebook, is that good? Is it, this was a previous slide that we went over, essentially like the more free audience that you have, the bigger your following to grow, the bigger you grow, the more the bigger audience will easily come to or start help you start making money. But I had to learn that yesterday. So that's what we just went over yesterday, just now. It was a recap from yesterday for day 5 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business. Making $100,000 helping podcasters stay consistent. And so let me know in the comment. Let me know in the comment, Adarsh. See? Video content like this, so it was just kind of like a recap of what I was already talking about.
Day 5 update.
Alright. I'm going to turn me down because that is annoying. Day 5. To make In 90 days. Day 5, 90 times to make 100 in 90 days. Not make. To grow. Tomaris, what's going on? I appreciate you for tapping in. I apologize if I said that wrong, but hopefully I said that right. All the best, brother. Keep going, man. I appreciate you for tapping in. Yes, right now we're just posting on five videos for today. And the goal is to keep posting, keep being consistent, and showing the behind the scenes of how to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And so, let me know where you're tapping in from. Where you from? I got Adarsh on here. He said he's from India. He's from India. Where you from? I'm from Temple. I'm in Temple right now. Well, not from. Originally, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, but I stay in Temple now. Day 5 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business. Making $100,000 in 90 days. Lil Rock, Makaya's mom. Oh, good to see you. How are you? Okay. This is going to be annoying because this is going to be annoying, but I'm showing the behind the scenes right now. I made a video yesterday on how I'm in the process of growing a podcast business within the next 90 days, but I'm showing the work. What it takes to succeed when you're good. I'm pretty good. I cannot complain at all. I appreciate you for asking. And one thing that's really incredible is that I'm showing it behind the scenes. Hold on. I got 23 minutes. Hold on. Let me. I got 23 minutes. Hold on. Okay, so I'm posting this on TikTok. Let me see. That's blurry right there. Well, I'm posting this on TikTok, posting this video on TikTok, and the posting that can take all day. Oh my goodness, but I'm limiting it to 30 minutes, and I got 23 minutes left, and I got 4 more videos to post. Not even, I got 5 videos to post because this one I even posted. Day 5, 90 Day Challenge to Grow. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the caption is going to be. I don't even know what the challenge is going to do. I don't know. I'm just going to put day 5 of 90 Day Challenge. Yeah. I'm just going to keep it simple. Okay. Hold on. Dang, I forgot. I've got to show it. I forgot to show it. Now, I just got to wait for it to be, say, where are you from? TikTok is banned in India, dude. Really? Dang, I didn't know that. Well, good thing Facebook is not banned. I mean, not Facebook, but good thing YouTube is not banned because this is where you can watch me. But originally, I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. And I stay in Tampa, Florida right now. Okay, post number one is posted. Adarsh, I know you mentioned that TikTok is banned in India. But I posted one for today. That's the first TikTok. And I'm going to post it across different platforms, Adarsh, so you can watch it as well. Alright, so this the one. I don't know how to focus it. That's the one. That's the second one. And I'm going to share that. I'm going to share that to the with the system. Not system, but I'm going to schedule it. There we go. Okay. Five. Okay. All right. So let me share my screen real quick so you can see what I'm doing. So I'm posting one video from today. And I'm only, this is the first one that I just posted. God, dog. There we go. Rename. Dang. Day six. Wait. It was supposed to say recap. Day five. Recap. Okay. Chris, what it do, man? Okay. I'm sharing my screen. Hopefully y'all can see it. Insta. Yes, sir. It's going to be on Insta. Adarsh is going to be posting across Instagram as well. My Instagram is my first. It's the same name. Wait. Can you hear me? All system audio. I just saw an error. Hopefully you can still hear me. I just noticed that. Tim, what it do, man? Let me see. Okay. Day five recap of 90-day challenge to make 100,000 in 90 days. Okay, there we go. There we go. Adarsh. Oh, yeah. There you go. See? Make sure you follow on here, too, Adarsh, so that way you can see the shorts. Podcast. You're not audible. I do not know how to fix that. That means you can't hear me? Does that mean you can't hear me? Josh, what it do, man? Long time no see. Long time no see, man. And so what we doing right now, we posting today's content. We posting today. So that way, we're not only posting today, but we can go show the behind the scenes of what it takes to grow a podcast business. I can't hear you, bro. I don't know how to fix that. And say my microphone on. Can you hear me? Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check. I'm not sure how to fix that. It say that it's on. I don't know. I can hear you, bro. Okay. I don't know. For some reason, it wasn't working. But you know, that's good to know. Josh, what's going on, bro? Joshua, what's going on, man? How everything been? I'm going to come back right here. Turn my camera back on. Okay, now. No. Day 6. There we go. Day 6. 90-day challenge. Okay, day 6. Podcast challenge. Oh, hold on. There we go. Say, post without watermark. Post. Okay. All right. I got 15 minutes to post it. Everything's good, my guy. Just got my degree in communications. Congratulations, bro. What's going on, Dayana? Degree in communication, ready to start a new career. Hopefully a podcast in the near future. Let's go, Josh. Hold on, let me show you something, Joshua. Let me show you something. Hold on. You say you got your degree in yours? Oh, man, you good, bro. You good. Don't feel bad. It life happens. But good thing you here. But look, let me show you. Yeah, I got my associate's, bro. I got my associate's degree. And man, oh man, it took me 8 years. 8 years to get a 2-year degree. And as you know, that joker can go, it can take all day, man. Yes, sir. Let's go, man. But to answer your first question, everything has been good, bro. I'm doing a new challenge, and it's to grow a podcast business in the next 90 days, making $100,000. And we on day six. 8 years, LOA. LOA, you got it, though. Real talk. Excuse me, real talk. Bro, as you know, man, it takes a lot. It takes a long time. And hand gesture pause because you're... Come on now. What's going on? It was paused for some reason, but my bad. But yeah, man, congratulations on that, bro. I know it took a lot to get that. And I'm speaking from experience. I literally just got mine, a couple of days ago, bro. I just got my degree a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. That is crazy. And I didn't even see what you said at first. I saw a degree, but I got excited. Hold on. Just got my degree in communications, ready to start a new career, and hopefully a podcast in the near future. Hey, man, the near future is here, bro. Whenever you're ready, just let me know so you don't have to figure out everything by yourself. And we're on the second post. I got 12 minutes to post. Oh, my God. Beautiful exchange. What's up, wifey? The Banking Bay. I got 12 minutes to post day 6 of 90-day challenge to make not to make, to grow podcast business in the next 90 days. Hey, my love, my love. It made me think about when I had that yellow shirt on. Was it the yellow shirt? The green one when I was in Arkansas? When I was like, the banking bay! Day 6 of 90 day challenge to make, not to make, I gotta remember that, to grow. Business, buying a business, making $100,000 in the 90 days. Shoot it up, shoot it up, shoot it up. There we go. All right, that's there. What's up, woman? Alright. 10 minutes. Oh my goodness. I only got 2 posted. Let me see. I got 2 posted. Come on, man. Alright. I got 2 posted. Day challenge. Okay, there we go. There we go. Alright, let me know in the comments what type of content or what type of videos would y'all like to see. Would y'all like to see what's going on the screen at this moment? What is going to take, or would y'all like calls? What type of videos or what type of content would y'all like to see more often throughout this 90 day challenge? Would y'all like to see like the born work, the way I'm communicating with customers, the way I'm going to get customers, the way I'm going to put myself out there, what I've been working on, like what exactly would y'all like to see, so that way I can actually serve you even more and give you the content that you're looking for. Okay, that's scheduled. Let me know in the comments what your thoughts are. Okay. So if you're looking to get into podcasts and looking to grow and develop your platform, let me know. Shoot out to me. Shoot me a message. And I look forward to working with you. Look forward to speaking. The more you focus, the more people will be willing to learn more about. There's different problems there's different problems caused with different solutions, but I'm looking to solve one particular problem, which is helping podcasters be more consistent. And when I'm... Yeah, that's good. I got 8 minutes to post 3 videos. 8 minutes to post 3 videos. Okay, I gotta show this. There's different problems caused with different solutions, but I'm... Oh, right there. There's different... Okay. There's different problems caused with different solutions. God, I can't see it. Jesus Christ. There's different problems caused with different solutions, but I'm looking to solve one particular problem, which is helping podcasters be more consistent. And when I'm able to not only narrow down, I know what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for different pain points. I'm not looking for different problems. I'm looking for one problem I can solve. That's good. I got 7 minutes and 13 seconds. About to have 6 minutes. Okay, okay, okay. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Do 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 do. Okay, solve one problem for repeatable success. Rename. Podcast challenge. I forgot what I said it is. Okay, there we go. Oh yeah, that's good. There we go. Come on. Come on, man. Okay. This one's gonna go 7:45. All right, saw, shared. Okay, okay. The one I just posted was this one. Come back to the other one. Day three. And it, excuse me. And it was more so of like self. I'm offering services for podcasters to stay consistent. Would you happen to know any podcaster who is struggling to stay consistent? That, oh my God. That alone is so crazy because it's. I can't say the volume it speaks, but it speaks volume when your message is so clear and simple and people can really hear and connect with you, what you're doing. I literally was at an event yesterday and somebody asked me, like, what do you do? And I was like, I help podcasters stay consistent. The only thing that they heard was podcaster. I'm offering service. I'm offering services for podcasters to stay consistent. Would you happen to know any podcaster who is struggling to stay consistent? That, oh my God. Magical Life of Aguar. Magical Life of Aguar Family. What's going on? I appreciate you for joining. I apologize if I pronounce your name wrong. Export, download. Okay, okay. Dang, I got, how many posts have I posted? 3, 4. I think I got one more. podcast of this TV that goes. There we go. See your goals. Okay. We're gonna save that one. I got 1 minute to, oh my God, I got 1 minute to post two videos. Podcast is cheating hoes. Come on now. Here we go. Schedule 9:30. Yes. All right. 40 seconds. One more to go. One more to go. My goal is to have 100 podcasts, not only stay consistent, but to really position themselves differently within the next 90 days. So my goal is 100, to have 100 podcasts to stay consistent by either editing one of their videos, helping with them, offer paid advertising. So my goal is to have 100 podcasts, not only stay consistent, but to really position themselves differently within the next 90 days. So my goal is 100. To help 100 podcasts. This is going to be my fifth video for today. And then we're going to actually go ahead and get to the work for today. We're about to start reaching out to some people. We're about to start talking to some people. We're about to start pointing. But yeah, we're about to get out there. We're about to get out there. Yeah. Is to try and help 100 podcasters in the next 90 days with their podcast, period. Podcast challenge, there we go. I might need to be more clear. Free go love. All right, we got the 5 posts posted for today. I said we got the 5 posts posted for today. I'm coming to the camera. And now what we're about to do, we are about to reach out to some potential people who's interested in podcasts or that's having trouble with podcasting. So what I'm going to do now is that the Facebook advertising is already in the process of setting up, but I'm not going to go over there now. What I am going to show is me reaching out to actual customers, actual potential customers, using like different hashtags, different ways to communicate with them. And I'm just going to ask them, like, do you know anybody that's struggling with staying consistent with their podcast? I'm just going to ask them that. And I'm going to see what their response are. I'm going to see how they communicate with me and just really go from there. And if they do, that's great. If they don't, I'm going to ask them if they can keep me in mind. So that's what we're about to do. We're about to show the behind-the-scenes process of actually reaching out to different customers. And we're about to reach out to some customers. Real talk. As a matter of fact, Threads has a great way of, they have good, well, really, any social media platform, to be honest. Let me see. I'm going to put podcast. And I'm going to share my screen for what I'm looking up. I'm going to show my screen for what I'm looking up and what I'm looking for. But as far as like the private messages, I'm not going to show that. And the people that I reach out to, I'm not going to show that just yet. So I'm on Threads. There's a website called Threads. On social media called Threads. And so, let me go back in the beginning. What I did, I just typed in the word podcast. I'm a podcaster. I want to help podcasters be more consistent. This is the ideal customer that I'm looking for. So, I need to go to where they are at. I need to go speak with them. Shout out to the book, Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. He wrote a book explaining the importance of meeting your customers where they're at. There's already conversations already having. Let me come back to the screen right quick. My biggest downfall getting to business, getting to what I wanted to do is not understanding that there's conversations already being held. Meaning like people are already talking about the problem that I'm looking to solve. And it makes it a lot less stressful to reach out to people because the conversations are already held. Whereas when I was doing my first 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I didn't understand how I can go about helping others, what my offering was, what my service was, and how I can potentially make a business around something that I was already doing, but I didn't understand the fundamentals of having a business. And so this challenge right here, I'm going to be showing different ways to reach out to different customers, different ways to interact with different customers, and to really get them engaged with what I have going on and how I can potentially help them. If I can potentially help them, that's the goal. But for me to know who I can help, I need to go to the group and the audience and the industry that I'm already in. So I help podcasters stay consistent, so I need to go towards podcasters conversations. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go towards where people are already having conversations about podcasting. Again, shout out to the book Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. Like, that was a great book. This is like my third or fourth time reading it. Now I understand the importance of going where the conversations are already being held. And as they're already being held, position yourself differently because your product and your service can be a solution to the problem that they're already speaking about. Great lesson. Took me a while to learn it. Jeez Louise. Thing two I want to do. Hold on now. I don't even know. Okay. I'm just going to go back. I'm just going to start all the way over. So I'm on Threads, and I type in podcast. I'm a podcaster helping podcasts stay more consistent, and I'm going to go to podcasters, and I'm going to type in recent. I'm not going to go to top. I'm going to type in recent. And this one right here says, that's great advice. I think, too, the more I do it, the more I can figure out a good process for me. And let's read what, it was his reply. I don't see. Oh, okay, there we go. I really want to do YouTube videos. I think my biggest issue is scheduling time to get it done. I think weekly videos is just too much for me, especially with everything else I like to do. Are monthly uploads good? Would you watch a monthly podcast? Would you follow a monthly podcast? Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reach out to this person who already asked the question. And I'm going to ask them a question. I'm gonna go to his page. Go to his page and I'm gonna go to his Instagram. Hold on. He already has a YouTube, to be honest. What's going on, bro? Shabazz, what's going on, man? Good to see you, man. Oh, he already got a YouTube. But he got a YouTube, and the last time he posted was 6 months ago. Yeah, okay. That's cool. I'm going to reach out to him because I think he got a podcast. I think he said he want to do a podcast. Let me open up another. And I'm going to reach out to him. Oh, yeah. So I'm not gonna show the messages that I'm going to send to him because I wanna keep the conversation private. Nonetheless, I will share with you what I'm typing and how I'm sparking the communication and so on and so forth. And so that's what I'm going to show. I'm going to speak about it. I'm not gonna necessarily show it because I don't wanna necessarily show the messages because it has to be private and whatnot. Nonetheless, I'm going to communicate about it. Okay. Hold on. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reference the post that he made a couple of minutes ago. I really want to do YouTube videos. I think my biggest issue is scheduling to get it done. I think weekly videos is just too much for me, especially with everything else I like to do on monthly uploads. Will you watch a monthly podcast? That's what I want to talk about. Okay. I saw your message on Threads. I read. Yeah, it's Terrell Humphrey. On Threads. Asking about the amount. For your podcast, okay. For your podcast, are you looking to get? Hold on. Make sure I got the right. I really want to do YouTube. I think my biggest issue is scheduling time. Is your challenge? I think my biggest issue is scheduling time to get it done. Scheduling time. Okay. Good afternoon. I read your mention on Threads. You were asking about the number of times I post on YouTube for your podcast, period. Mm-hmm.